Here's a story about travel and returning from commentator Heather King.
It's 6:30 on our first morning in Oaxaca. My husband, Tim, a Buddhist, is back in the hotel room meditating. I'm at the Basilica de la Soledad for Mass. Every square inch of wall is covered with paintings of scourgings and gilt crucifixes and scalloped alcoves with martyred saints standing in them. As the service begins, penitents shuffle forward on their knees, and during the Eucharist, a group of women with their heads draped in black rebozos stand and sing the Ave Maria in a kind of collective guttural croak so gripping that the hairs at the back of my neck stand on end. "How was it?" Tim asks when I return to the hotel. "Fine," I reply blandly. "Ready for breakfast?" Over the years, I've learned to keep my feelings about Mass to myself. Every morning I go to Mass, Tim meditates, and afterwards we go exploring. Everywhere we go, we visit churches. We see dead plaster babies dressed in white lace gowns and lying in tiny caskets, statues of St. Stephen, his body riddled with arrows, Jesus, a crown of thorns gouging his scalp, his sacred heart hemorrhaging blood. All this makes perfect sense to me, but it's a little tricky to navigate with Tim, whose Zen take on the topic of, say, life after death is likely to be, "But are we even alive to begin with?" He admires the church's architecture and craftsmanship, but sees the gore as over-the-top kitsch. Ever since I converted 6 years ago, we search out common ground. We're ultra-careful not to tread on each other's beliefs. But it's not caution I long for, it's connection. And it hurts, not only that we seem to be on such separate paths, but that Tim thinks mine is stupid. "I'm sorry," he says, shaking his head. "I just don't get it." On our last afternoon, we visit a quirky little museum. It's a hodgepodge of oddities, a stuffed crocodile, bottles of scorpions and formaldehyde. But the back room is lined with retablos, folk paintings on small rectangles of tin, testifying to the miracles wrought by the Virgin. The river receding in the nick of time from the head of a floundering swimmer, "Gracias a Dios," thanks be to God, 1937. The sick child in a tiny white bed, the Virgin tilting in on her pedestal from a cloud in the eastern sky, "Gracias a Dios," 1918. I expect Tim to be rolling his eyes, but he says, "Check this one out," and points to a picture of a man in a red shirt leaping to safety, with a helping hand from the Virgin, of course, just as his hapless burrow pitches over a cliff. Emerging a little dreamily into the afternoon heat, we walk to the Zocalo and settle in on a park bench with a couple of ice creams. We're just discussing the best way to get to the airport in the morning when a volley of laughter interrupts. We look up to see a dozen teenagers. "Buenas tardes," Tim addresses the boy in front. "What's your name?" "My name is Marcos," he replies proudly. "What is your name?" "Me llamo Timoteo." "Where do you live?" someone yells from the back. "L.A., Tim answers. "Disney! Hollywood!" the cries go up, and next thing we know, they are swarming around us, shouting questions, elbowing each other in the ribs, cracking up laughing. I have only a year of high school Spanish, but Tim is fluent, and watching him work the crowd reminds me there's nothing he does better or loves more than getting people to talk. Jorge confides that he's studying business. Rosa, in her knockoff Doc Martens, wants to be a lawyer. Luis, with a black fringe of pom-poms pinned to his sleeve, plays cornet in the school band. Here, finally, is the common ground Tim and I have been looking for. The delight in others, ourselves, and sheer goofy fun that brought us together to begin with. All this infectious enthusiasm, these flashing smiles, are melting a hard little ball of loneliness I hardly knew I'd been carrying, and with his blue eyes lit up, it's the happiest Tim has looked the whole trip. "What will be your memories of Oaxaca?" Marcos asks in Spanish. "Aquí, ahora," I tell him. "Here, now, this will be my memory." Suddenly, I see a new retablo on the wall of that little museum. It's a painting of this very scene, these gold-green mountains in the distance, Tim and I holding hands on this wooden bench, these Mexican teenagers poised forever on the thresholds of their futures, surrounding us in welcome. In the upper right-hand corner, the Virgin hovers in a mysterious cloud of light, and underneath it reads, "American tourist experiences moment of incoherent joy. Gracias a Dios, 2002."